The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Monday, August 19, 2019. I'm Mike Clifford. Car buyers score a win in the zero emissions rule, plus CEO pay swells, while worker wages remain idle. Here's a top story. Colorado's joined 10 other states now that have adopted an official zero emission standard for vehicles, a move the governor there says will lead to cleaner energy and healthier air.
Colorado has joined 10 other states that have adopted an official zero emission standard for vehicles, a move Governor Jared Polis says will lead to cleaner energy and healthier air. The move comes as the Trump administration is working to restrict states' rights to adopt protections stronger than federal standards under the Clean Air Act. Shannon Baker Brandstetter with Consumer Reports says the new rule means Coloradans will have a lot more choice in electric vehicles.
It also provides the state and businesses the certainty they need to invest in electric vehicle infrastructure. And battery prices are dropping rapidly, and the economies of scale that this program provides will help EV prices drop even further.
The plan imposes a mandate on automakers that at least 5% of its fleet sold by 2023 be zero emission vehicles. Some critics argued that consumers in Colorado don't want today's electric sedans, they want SUVs. Dealerships also oppose the measure in part because electric vehicles require less maintenance and a higher percentage of EV sales could force them to change their business model. I'm Eric Galatis.
A recent study of 50 major cities found that zero-emission drivers could save, on average, $770 a year, that because of lower maintenance costs, and they'll pay as little as 68 cents for the equivalent of a gallon of gasoline. And a new analysis finds that pay for chief executive officers is ballooning, that while average wages for workers remain stagnant.
The Economic Policy Institute looked at compensation for CEOs at the 350 largest firms in the U.S. and found they have risen more than 1,000% over the past four decades. Meanwhile, pay to the median worker has gone up just 12% over that time period. The head of the Economic Opportunity Institute in Seattle, John Burbank, says the growing income gap is a symptom of a larger issue in the country.
The value of stock as shareholders is held above the value of workers, who are the people who are actually doing the work to create the profits for the companies. And it is a continual undermining of the quality of life of middle-class workers and their families.
Burbank adds that this is not just happening in the private sector. Even nonprofit hospitals have emulated this trend. According to an analysis by his organization, the head of the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan made 193 times as much as the typical nurse in 2018. For Public News Service, I'm Eric Tegedov.
This is PNS. A loophole for LLCs in states like Ohio is forcing smaller businesses to pay more than their share of property taxes.
In a typical commercial business property sale, conveyance fee taxes are paid and property taxes are due based on an evaluation of the property. However, some large commercial businesses are sidestepping the fees and a new property valuation by simply transferring the business to a new owner instead of selling the actual property. Warren County Auditor Mark Nolan calls it a tax avoidance measure.
If we don't know what your property sold for, it doesn't get reevaluated fairly. By using the LLC loophole, auditors never know, schools never know what the right sale price is, so they can't value the property fairly, so you don't pay the right amount of taxes.
Owners of small commercial properties, whose property values are harder to obscure, end up paying more than they would in a transparent system. The Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism looked at the cost of undervaluations and found the average median commercial business property owner in Ohio paid thousands more each year, specifically $3,000 in Cuyahoga County, $5,000 in Franklin County, and more than $9,000 in Warren County. Mary Sherman reporting. This story was produced with original reporting from Samantha Roddins for Ion Ohio, the Ohio Center for Investigative Journalism, and is funded in part by the Pulitzer Center, the Ohio News Media Foundation, and the George Gunn Foundation.
The state of Ohio has 31 other exemptions to the conveyance tax besides transfers between businesses. They include gifts of land within a family or a transfer involving the government or nonprofit. Finally, Jen Stanley reports researchers say conservationists and the fishing industry must work together to save the critically endangered North Atlantic right whale.
Only about 400 of these whales are left living in the wild, and scientists say human activity is to blame for their decline. Ship strikes and fishing gear entanglements make up about 90% of all North Atlantic right whale deaths. Yet some in Maine have been resistant to proposed federal regulations that they fear could hurt the state's booming lobster industry. Patrick Ramage is director of marine conservation for the International Fund for Animal Welfare. He says the regulations don't need to be a disaster for the local economy.
One of the solutions that's on the near horizon is so-called ropeless fishing gear. So there's no permanent buoy line, more than a million of which are currently strewn between the right whale's birthing grounds off Florida and Georgia through New England waters and pose a very severe threat to the persistence of this species.
Federal regulators have yet to approve this technology. Costs could be prohibitive for some fishermen without government or foundational support. Ramage says his organization is hopeful that the industry, government, and conservationists can work together before it's too late.
I'm Mike Clifford. Thanks for starting your week with Public News Service. We are member and listener supported, and we're online at publicnewsservice.org.